U.S. anti-terrorism rules require airlines and immigration services to check travelers' names against an ever-expanding list of terrorist suspects and criminals. But how can you match a foreign name when that name can be spelled so many different ways in English? Last November, Pakistani-born Mir Emel Qazi was executed for the 1993 murder of two employees of the Central Intelligence Agency. He had entered the United States a few years earlier undetected, even though his name was on a terrorist watch list.
He got a visa, crossed the border, purchased an AK-47, and shot five people in front of the CIA. Now, his name was on all the watch lists. He was persona non grata in the United States. But because of a difference of one letter in his name, he was able to do all those things, to get a visa, cross the border, pass the gun check. So that's probably the best documented and most egregious case of what happens when we don't pay attention to issues of personal names.
John Hermanson, co-founder of the Virginia-based Language Analysis Systems, has developed a name reference library and name search software to help prevent such slips in the future. Understandably, the demand for name search technology has soared after the 2001 terrorist attack against the World Trade Center. The key to a thorough search, Mr. Hermanson says, is understanding the culture of the name and the information it contains.
A name can tell you certainly the gender of the person, maybe the religious or social status of that person, something about familial relationships, marriages, or even sibling relationships are indicated in some cultures. So you can find out what country the name is most commonly used in.
Over the past two decades, Mr. Hermanson's company has compiled a reference library of more than 1 billion names from just about every country in the world. But that is not enough. Mr. Hermanson and others working in the field have put together lists of name variables to facilitate the search for a match.
So you'll see the same name, like Mohammed, always spelled the same way in Arabic. We have almost 200 variations of it in our database that have shown up that people would want to match if they found that the other names in the string also matched. So as names are heard and written down, you have names like Abd el Rahman that's really pronounced much more fluently as Abdurrahman. So it may occur all as one string, and those two forms of that name would have to be also matched.
Knowing the origin of the name can help a bank or an INS agent detect a fraud.
For example, at the end of a Russian name, you would see, you've seen Romanov spelled with a V at the end or an FF, but never with a PH.
The CIA and the FBI are relying more on such extensive name search systems in their hunt for terrorists. So is the INS, which has to vet immigrants and non-immigrants entering the country. Airlines and banks now are required to check customer names against terrorist watch lists, too. Richard Wagner runs the New York-based intelligent search technology firm, which provides computer technology to speed the database search. Using my name as an example, he shows just how fast that search can be.
What's happening is I've just typed a name into a name field, and I'm about to press a run button. When you press the run button, essentially what happens is you're asking the system to go out and perform a search. I just performed a search, and you'll be delighted to know that you were not hit upon at all. You do not exist in any of the terrorist lists.
Mr. Wagner says companies and law enforcement agencies can check about 4,000 names a second, including different spellings or nicknames.
When they type in Bill Clinton, should he be on that database list, they wouldn't only find the Bill Clintons and the Billy Clintons, but the William Clintons and the William Jefferson Clintons. So the software is used to retrieve information from your target data source.
Investigators also are using name search systems to help trace the money trail of suspected terrorists. But the technology has practical applications, too. Mr. Hermanson of Language Analysis Systems says companies also use the search tools to help identify target markets, like women or minorities. He says the information they need to do that is in the name. Lori Kassman, VOA News, Washington.